Thursday, April 18th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our midday hymn, help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119. I have no love for half-hearted men. My love is for your law. You are my shelter, my shield. I hope in your word. Leave me, you who do evil. I will keep God's command. If you uphold me by your promise, I shall live. Let my hopes not be in vain. Sustain me, and I shall be saved, and ever observe your commands. You spurn all who swerve from your statutes. Their cunning is in vain. You throw away the wicked like dross, so I love your will. I tremble before you in terror. I fear your decrees. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, help us, we shall all be saved. Lord God, leave us, and we are doomed. May you remain with us always, so that fullness of life may be ours. Psalm 79. O God, the nations have invaded. O God, the nations have invaded our land. They have profaned your holy temple. They have made Jerusalem a heap of ruins. They have handed over the bodies of your servants as food to feed the birds of heaven, and the flesh of your faithful to the beasts of the earth. They have poured out blood like water in Jerusalem. No one is left to bury the dead. We have become the taunt of our neighbors, the mockery and scorn of those who surround us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? How long will your anger burn like fire? Do not hold the guilt of our fathers against us. Let our compassion hasten to meet us. We are left in the depths of distress. O God, our Savior, come to our help. Come for the sake of the glory of your name. O Lord, our God, forgive us our sins. Rescue us for the sake of your name. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Let us see the nations surround us repaid with vengeance for the blood of your servants that was shed. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. Let our strong arm reprieve those condemned to die. But we, your people, the flock of your pasture, will give you thanks forever and ever. We will tell your praise from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, shepherd of your church, in order to strengthen our faith and to lead us to the kingdom, you renewed and far surpassed the marvels of the old law. Through the uncertainties of this earthly journey, lead us home to the everlasting pastures. Psalm 80. O shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who lead Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, an abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us a taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea, to the great river it stretched out its shoots. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine where your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. May your hands be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Endless Psalm Prayer. Lord God, Eternal Shepherd, you so tend the vineyard you planted that now it extends its branches even to the farthest coast. Look down on your church and come to us. Help us to remain in your Son as branches on the vine that planted firmly in your love, and we may testify before the whole world to your great power working everywhere. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And our reading for this midday is from Titus chapter 3, verse 5b through 7. God saved us, and through the baptism of new birth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, this Spirit he lavished on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the Lord, the risen Lord, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, in this holy season, we come to know the full depth of your love. You have freed us from the darkness of error and sin. Help us to cling to your truths with fidelity. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.